From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan explores opportunities for cooperation with Saudi Arabia. Defense Ministry and BRIN agreed on research and innovation collaboration. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan returned from his working visit to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on March 1 to 2, 2022. During his visit, he was received by Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, both of them reaffirmed the strength of bilateral relations between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia. They are committed to exploring investment opportunities, including in the development of the new state capital IKN, Nusantara, new and renewable energy, the environmental sector, and other issues of mutual interest. As a commitment to exploring investment opportunities in Indonesia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman has also said that he will make a return visit to Indonesia. This is also a follow-up of the bilateral cooperation of both countries. Indonesia's Defense Ministry and the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU for collaboration in research and innovation to support national defense. Prabowo stated, as quoted in a press release on Thursday, that the cooperation is a strategic first step and has the likelihood to produce several research and development-based products in the defense sector. In the meantime, head of BRIN, Laksana Trihandoko, remarked that the cooperation was the start of the potential that must be explored jointly by the Defense Ministry and BRIN. Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny J. Plate remarked in a press release on Thursday that Indonesia, through its Communication and Informatics Ministry, has built partnerships with third parties at the Mobile World Congress MWC 2022 Technology Exhibition in Barcelona, Spain, in a bid to expand internet outreach across Indonesia. Minister Johnny J. Plate also noted that his side is currently focusing on providing access to communication, which is the key for Indonesia's economic development in the future. Let's move on to the international news. Leaders of the Quad grouping of countries, the United States, India, Australia, and Japan, agreed on Thursday that what is happening to Ukraine should not be allowed to happen in the Indo-Pacific. This was stated by Prime Ministers of Japan and Australia. A virtual meeting of the four-country grouping was held at the time of increased concern about Taiwan, a self-ruled island claimed by China that has stepped up its alert level since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, wary of Beijing taking advantage of a distracted West to move against it. The statement said that the leaders have agreed to meet in person in Tokyo in the coming months, made no specific mentions of Taiwan, but said the leaders discussed the conflict and humanitarian crisis in Ukraine. European Union Home Ministers gave unanimous backing on Thursday to a plan to grant temporary residency to Ukrainians fleeing the Russian invasion, which should come into force within days. The European Union Temporary Protections Mechanism was set up in the 90s during the conflict in the former Yugoslavia to deal with mass influxes of displaced people. However, it has never so far been triggered. The scheme proposed by the Commission will automatically grant those fleeing Ukraine a residence permit and access to employment, social welfare and housing for up to 3 years. Japan will release 7.5 million barrels of oil from private reserves as a part of the coordinated release led by the International Energy Agency, IEA. This was stated by Japanese Industry Minister Koichi Hagiuda on Friday. The United States and other member states of the IEA on Tuesday agreed to release a total of 60 million barrels of oil reserves to compensate for supply disruption following Russia's onslaught on Ukraine. Cambodian Foreign Minister Prak Sokhon later this month will make his first trip to Myanmar in his capacity as the special envoy of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. This was reported from his office set on Thursday. The regional grouping, usually referred to as ASEAN, is seeking to contribute to the peacemaking process in Myanmar, which has been wracked by violent unrest since the army ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in February last year. Foreign Minister Prak Sokhon's visit is scheduled for March 20 to 23, according to a ministry spokesperson, but details of the meetings have yet to be finalized. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on Indonesian government evacuates its citizens from Ukraine. The Russian military assault, which has not shown any signs of abating, has prompted the Indonesian government to evacuate its citizens in Ukraine. The United Nations UN reported that until Tuesday, the Russian onslaught of Ukraine had left more than 227 civilians dead and 525 injured. The UN believes the actual death toll is much higher, especially in areas controlled by Russia. According to the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, as of Tuesday, the government has succeeded in evacuating 99 people out of 153 Indonesian citizens registered in Ukraine to safe location in Romania and Poland. On Thursday afternoon, as many as 80 Indonesian citizens and 3 foreign nationals, family members of Indonesian citizens who were evacuated to Romania, arrived safely at Soekarno-Hatta Airport in Banten. Meanwhile, 5 people who have arrived in Lviv city were taken to a Polish safe house resort, and 9 others who are in Yenikiev city, Donetsk province, will continue to be evacuated. What the Indonesian government does is, of course, in accordance with the 1945 Constitution, which mandates protection for all Indonesian citizens and participates in carrying out the world order based on independence, eternal peace, and social justice. Those states' protection for citizens legally applies wherever they are in all corners of the world because it is one of the rights of the Indonesian citizens. In implementing a free and active foreign policy, Indonesia must of course look at the developing situation in Ukraine clearly. According to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, both Ukraine and Russia are close friends of Indonesia. Indonesia wants to build a stronger friendship with both countries. However, as a country that respects independence and peace, Indonesia strongly supports the implementation of the international law and the UN Charter, including the issue of respecting territorial integrity and respect for sovereignty. This principle should also be respected by all countries, including the two warring countries. It is hoped that the talks between Ukraine and Russia can produce good results so that the humanitarian crisis that occurs in Ukraine in particular and Europe in general can end sooner. There are no more exoduses and evacuations or injuries or even death. Living in peace is indeed beautiful. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends today's news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the World.
we begin March 4, 1961, when Indonesia purchased weapons from the Soviet Union. On March 4, 1961, Indonesian Army Chief of Staff General Abdul Haris Nasution, who was also the Defense Minister, purchased weapons from the Soviet Union. That was directly instructed by President Sukarno. The purchase was done in response to the heating relations between Indonesia and the Netherlands at that time. With the purchase, the morale of the Indonesian Army increased because the support from the Soviets significantly strengthened Indonesian defense. Let's move on to March 4, 1970. The birth of Alex Crivier Tapias, a Spanish MotoGP racer. Alex Crivier Tapias was born in Ceuta, Spain. Alex won the World GP 125cc in 1989 with Repsol YPF Honda team. He later became the world's champion for GP 500cc in 1999. In 2000, Alex was still with the same team. Besides, he won the series championship at the Le Mans circuit during GP France and ranked 9th in the end season standings. We entered in history on March 4, 1980 when Robert Mugabe became the first black prime minister in Zimbabwe. A nationalist, Robert Mugabe became the first black prime minister in Zimbabwe, or previously called as Rhodesia, on March 4, 1980. The Zimbabwe African National Union Patriotic Front, ZANU-PF, led by Mugabe, won 57 of 80 seats in the parliament during the first voting after the domination of white minority ended in Zimbabwe. Mugabe's victory was widely broadcasted on radio and television across Zimbabwe, making thousands of people go to the street to celebrate it. Mugabe was a respected independence figure. Rooster, Mugabe's symbol, inspired his supporters to keep speaking and flap his wings.
Betapa ku ingin bersamamu. Ku melihat dalam cangkir kopi pekat, bayangmu mengoyak, menatap, memburu ku kemana ku bergerak. Kenangan dirimu yang pernah terlupakan kini gentayangan, yo, di dalam ruang pikiran dan hati. Dari sini sampai parkiran, dari ujung malam sampai siang gedombrang, membawaku ke dalam keinginan untuk mengatakan yang tak sempat terucapkan.
Terus menanti rasa yang mengucapkan kata antara kita, bukan cerita biasa.
Tahu entah mengapa terlalu lama terbungkam. Bagaimana kita bisa saling terdiam, walau tanpa kata, walau tanpa suara. Namun kita bagai punya lagu yang sama. Kita pernah menyanyikan kidung kehidupan, kita juga pernah tertawakan kebodohan. Selalu terasa indah bila kita bersama, selalu terasa nyaman bila kita berdua. Ku ingin melihat kau datang mendekat.
Kan bayang
harus berulang kali. Ku rasakan sejuta rasa tak terucapkan.
Well, for listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said 332 industries from natural resources processing and renewable energy sector as investment destination from the Voluntary Disclosures Program. The government regulates that Voluntary Disclosure Program participants can place their investment into government bonds or SPN, or directly to natural resource downstreaming or renewable energy companies. By placing their investment there, the participants will be imposed the lowest tax tariff. That was stated by Director for Counseling Service and Public Relations at the Finance Ministry's Tax Director General, Neil Madrin Noor, on Tuesday, escorted from Business Indonesia. Neil Madrin reminded the program participants to invest in government bonds, natural resource downstreaming, or renewable energy sectors before September 30, 2023. The participants must deposit their fund with a holding period at least 5 years after the investment begins. According to Neil Madrin, currently, the Voluntary Disclosure Program investment is very valuable as a new investment source to fund national economic development. Some business potential as investment destination for the program participants include geothermal power plants, meat and poultry processing and preservation industry, fish smoking, roasting industry, seaweed processing industry, CPO industry, brick and ceramic industry, power generator industry, wooden furniture industry, and video game developer. Until March 1st, 17,944 taxpayers were registered in the Voluntary Disclosure Program. They reported assets worth up to 21.49 trillion rupiah, or averagely 1.19 billion rupiah per participant. The participants' assets consisted of 18.79 trillion rupiah domestic declaration and repatriation, as well as 1.36 trillion rupiah foreign declaration, while their total investment was 1.33 trillion rupiah.
Serasa mati rasa. Kini tak lagi, kata mama juga jangan bimbang, itu menyakitkan. Kini ku tak lagi galau cukup. Rasakan bahagia.
Rantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Subulus Salam City in Nangroe Darussalam province has been named as the loneliest city in Indonesia. The city has a large territory of 1.391 square kilometers, or it is almost twice bigger of the area of Jakarta province. However, the population is very small, namely 93,457 people. In spite of being a quiet city, Subulussalam also has many choices of interesting natural attractions to visit. One of them is the SKPC Waterfall. SKPC Waterfall offers a beautiful waterfall which is located between Palm Oil Plantation and Salak Pondoh, owned by the local residents. The location is in Penuntungan Village, Penanggalan Sub-District, Subulussalam City, Aceh Province. To go to the waterfall, you have to reach a distance approximately 8 km from the hub of Subulussalam City. You can use private vehicle such as motorbikes, and the journeys takes about 20 minutes. The name SKPC stands for Satuan Kelompok Pemukiman Blok C, located in Subulussalam City. The settlement is a residential place of the transmigrants from outside the island. That's why, since 1998, this waterfall has been known as the SKPC Waterfall. When you arrive at the location of the tourism attraction, you have to go down about 100 steps to be able to see the beautiful waterfall. When going down the stairs from above, you can also see a view of the clear watery river. Big black rocks also add to the beautiful views of the river. This river is the flow of the SKPC waterfall. SKPC waterfall is about 20 meters high. Underneath, there is a river that looks like a natural pool, which can be used for playing water and swimming. The natural scenery around is as beautiful as the area to enjoy. The shady green trees create a beautiful and comfortable atmosphere. Fresh air that is free from pollution and the chirping of wild birds are loyal friends of visitors who come. After enjoying the beautiful waterfall, you can also taste the Salak Pondoh planted by the local people. Salak Pondoh is famous for being sticky and it has thick meat. You can also pick your own and enjoy it directly by asking the local residents' permission first.
Kau terima apa adanya.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned, Voice Listener, on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Miss Eleni for today has a topic: UGM introduces forest healing, health, tourism. Listeners, the Faculty of Forestry at Gajah Mada University, UGM, Yogyakarta, and the Academic Hospital, RSA UGM, Yogyakarta, introduce health therapy while traveling in the forest. The concept of this health therapy is called Wanagama Forest Healing. President Director of RSA UGM, Darwinto, said that this health tour implements various interesting activities for the participants. Some of the activities are touring by riding a motorbike, cycling, relaxing in the forest, and running in the Wanagama Forest. Wanagama Forest is an educational forest managed by the UGM Faculty of Forestry in Playen, Gunung Kidul, Regency, Yogyakarta. The forest therapy method, according to Darwinto, means optimizing the benefits of the forest, teaching humans to breathe and using various means or activities to breathe fresh air. Forest healing is closely related to health therapy in hospitals, namely medical rehabilitation such as walking in the forest. This method is useful for psychological recovery and physiotherapies. Darwinto further explained that the forest healing program proved that medical services can synergize with tourism activities. Health tourism, according to him, is not something new. History records that from Roman times, people traveled from their home countries to new places that had or offered treatment, healing, and various health services. Yogyakarta can be a health tourism destination. In Yogyakarta, health tourism activities can take place in the mountains, beaches, and a place of some traditional culinary delights. That's Miss Seleni.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Riau entitled Tenun Siak, to be sung by Lina Burhan. The song narrates the Malay cultural arts in dress and behavior. The song is one of the popular songs which was composed by Husni Tamrin, in addition to a song with the title Hang Tuah. Here is the regional song from Riau entitled Tenun Siak, sung by Lina Burhan.
Voice of Indonesia.
takkan pernah berhenti mencintaimu sampai aku mati. Aku akan selalu setia menemanimu setiap waktu. Tak pernah terfikir olehku untuk mengkhianati cintamu. Engkau satu-satunya wanita yang selalu aku rindu. Sayang, aku takkan pernah pergi meninggalkanmu. Aku bernafas untukmu, percayalah padaku. Sayang, aku akan selalu membuatmu bahagia. Aku bernafas untukmu, duhai kekasihku. Terfikir olehku untuk mengkhianati cintamu. Engkau satu-satunya wanita yang selalu aku rindu. Sayang, aku takkan pernah pergi meninggalkanmu. Aku bernafas untukmu, percayalah padaku. Sayang, aku akan selalu membuatmu bahagia. Aku bernafas untukmu, duhai kekasihku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tak banyak perhatian kamu mengerti. Tak harus ada bunga, kamu mengerti. Ku tak selalu ada, kamu mengerti. Cinta tanpa terucap, kamu mengerti. Mestinya kamu bisa tinggalkan diriku ini. Namun kau tak selalu ada, kamu mengerti. Cinta tanpa terucap, kamu mengerti. Mestinya kamu bisa tinggalkan diriku ini. Namun kau tak menyerah, memelukku seutuhnya. Kamu, kamu yang
Voice of Indonesia.
Bila dirimu terus begitu,
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.